It was a mistake he would regret the rest of his life. And not to be overly dramatic, but it may have also killed him. In 1949, on a trip to New York to appeal for song royalties, he caught pneumonia and died days later. This episode was written in part by Andrew Trost, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui.
It's time to pound the poi on The Local Show. KAKU FM, Kahului, Maui, the voice of Maui.
Show with me, Brother Tony Midnight, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui, broadcasting out of Akaku Maui Community Media Center in downtown Kahului, Derry Road. Starting off the show with a little Warren Zevon with Werewolves of London, but we won't be talking about werewolves today. We're going to be talking about gory things.
Disgusting things.
Disgusting.
Vile things.
Vile things. Things that go splash in the night. Ew, that's gross. No. Wrong on so many levels. I got canceled right there and then. He's like, splash in the night. No. Okay, yeah, so we're back here for another Movie Thursday. And it's October. So you know that every Movie Thursday that we're going to be doing in October, it's all horror.
Oh, yeah.
It's all horror.
Oh, yeah.
It's horror. I want to do a zombie one, hopefully this month. Mm-hmm. But I got to get a hold of that. What is that one that came out a while back that was super bloody? Out of Korea. It's not Train to Busan.
There's one that's,
no, like in the past couple years, they had made this zombie movie where people just start going crazy.
Oh, and Sadness.
The Sadness.
The Sadness.
That's what I got to watch.
You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
I mean,
you have it on Blu-ray?
I do. I was meaning to get the 4K upgrade for it, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I might not be able to watch it again.
Why? Does it leave a mark on your soul, kind of deal? Like
a little bit. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. It leaves a little bit of my soul.
Oh god.
Let's just say there's a
I've heard that it's a really disturbing flick. Among many disturbing flicks that have been, popping up in cinemas nowadays. Jared's going to be talking about some gory stuff. I'm going to be talking about some gory stuff. And maybe some art stuff here and there. Because I did watch a feature that I thought going into it was going to be like, oh, yeah, scary stuff, Evil Dead. And then I started watching going, oh, no, it's one of those movies where I got to think. I have to think.
You gotta use your brain capacity, you gotta throw in a little bit of that amongst the gore and the entertainment.
Exactly. And then I after watching it, I'm like, oh, what's just the best movie to pick for the first day of the 31 Days of Halloween Horror Movie Challenge on my part for 2024? But I'm like, in its own right, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But let's start off with your reviews. You recently watched some movies.
I did.
And one of them being very... I've been hearing a lot about how
I
this
know.
Movie...
I know. You tried to rival me on that on Facebook with that.
I did. But, okay. You know, all the movies that I listed down basically were almost all underground stuff that,
True.
work for that. Like, the Japanese excel.
True.
The Asians excel at gory stuff back in the 80s and 90s. So. Yeah.
But yes, I had the pleasure in watching The Substance, which had a very small theatrical run here on Maui.
Okay.
That one is directed by Coralie Farget. She's a French director, and she has done previously the movie Revenge that came out in 2017.
Haven't seen that movie yet.
Oh, okay.
That's the movie where I seen a clip where the girl has like a gun. He's like...
Yeah.
You know, creeping through the house. Yeah. A couple of guys that like brutalized her in a way. She's taking revenge. Yeah.
But if you've ever seen that movie gets ridiculously bloody.
Okay.
So.
I seen a clip.
Yeah.
I didn't let it spoil the whole. I still got to watch the whole thing to understand how it got to that point.
Absolutely. Not my favorite revenge thriller, but yeah, I found out she was doing The Substance. And long and behold, the names that were attached to it were Demi Moore. Margaret Qualley. And Dennis Quaid, big Hollywood names.
Dennis Quaid.
I swear to you, this man, he shows his age in other movies where he's just like the old man in Christian films. Mm-hmm. And then in this, it's like, where is that guy?
Yeah.
You know, he has, his energy is like times 120.
Yeah.
And, he is the most vile and disgusting producer.
He challenged his range then for this feature.
Absolutely. He doesn't have a lot of scenes, but when he's in it, he's just so creepy. You know, like, and it's the way, if you know Coralie Farget's, you know, camera work and all that kind of stuff, it's this really big fisheye lens where everything is very heightened, very in your face. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the way that they shoot Dennis Quaid in a lot of his scenes just feels so, ugh. I mean, first of all, he's a producer and his name is Harvey.
And he's a sleazebag all around.
Oh, yes. He's like the first scene you introduce, he's using the men's urinal. You know, it's that kind of weird. And then, you know, he's having a discussion with Demi Moore, like congratulating her that she's 50 years old, but also kind of belittling her about how she used to be the hot thing, and now
you're not getting any younger, kind of deal.
You're not getting any younger. And he's doing this, and the way that they shoot and zoom in, and the way they do the sound design, and like just the camera work of him just eating shrimp. Oh my god, I was so disgusted.
Okay.
This movie does a lot of things with the camera work that made me disgusted about food. I tell you, I mean it. I had a difficult time in looking or trying to eat eggs or chicken for the last week. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But it's really just the way they utilize just how they did. Like there's a, they put a camera, or there's a scene where the camera is literally at the bottom of the trash can. And you see like a scene where Demi Moore puts like a bunch of food into the trash can, but you're at the bottom. So your viewpoint is all that gunk food just coming down on you. And you're And the way that you hear a bunch of, you know, the sound design, you know, it's heightened. So all you hear is the squish, the tearing, the all that stuff, man. Especially if when you see when at one point the character is going manic and just binge eating. Oh, it was gross.
Okay, so it's going to make me go on a diet. It's a diet film.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a movie about diet.
Yeah, it goes full Cronenberg because, you know, it's about Demi Moore. She wants to be hot and young again. She wants to, you know, feel, not in her present body. So she goes and takes this black market drug called the Substance. She has to follow these steps. She's given a box that she has to go find at the shady building that is left for her. And then she follows these step-by-step procedures, is given a box with all these little, you know, these like needles and little like food supplies, all that kind of stuff. And once she takes it, this other version of her comes tearing out of her back like a xenomorph. Yeah.
What?
So
Lovecraft Country-esque kind of deal.
Very Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Like there are some ways where you feel like, oh yeah, no, that's CGI. And then sometimes the way that the skin tears and the way that they did some of the special and practical effects, they blend really good. And that's only the beginning of body horror to begin with. And so, you know, she can only be the younger version of herself, which is played by Margaret Qualley. She can only be herself, her younger self, for 7 days. And then she has to switch back. There has to be a balance between living your present self and your younger self.
Wow.
And you cannot abuse the time between that. So there is a food supply, because the body that you're not using, it's almost like having two profiles. Mm-hmm. The body that you're not using is just left there on the floor, but you have to make sure that it's being fed a 7-day food supply.
So the Demi Moore suit.
The Demi Moore suit
is just on the floor.
On the floor.
But it's alive.
Yeah. It's just left there. You know?
Blob.
And then while the younger self just walks around.
Oh, sounds like society.
Oh man, I cannot tell
like
you how this
slop on the ground kind of deal. Like, actually, I mean, society is more like a PDD party.
Yeah. I don't know how much of them we got to see, because there is a list of body doubles in this movie.
Okay.
But both of the actresses are fully nude.
Oh boy.
For majority of the film.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a little awkward at first.
Demi.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still looking good for her age, man.
I remember that film she did with Burt Reynolds.
Right. So I'm not big on Demi Moore's big filmography, and it's weird because I knew who came to see a horror film in my theater and who came to see only based on who was in this movie. Okay. I had people walk out of my theater like midway through.
Couldn't believe what they were watching.
Because the movie gradually gets worse. So obviously, you know that she eventually becomes so obsessed with being in this younger body that she starts to abuse the time spent in that body. Because you're supposed to keep that balance.
Yeah.
And as she spends more time than she's supposed to in that other body, the other body begins to wither.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And things get worse and worse. And by the time, you know, the movie's almost like two hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, my
goodness. By the time you get to the final 20 minutes of the movie, the third act, you cannot believe this movie is still going. Something happens. I'm not gonna say what it was
because you have to. Yeah, I'll wait for media. But.
Yeah, but this. Let's just say this movie goes full Cronenberg, and I could not believe we were seeing what we were seeing. And I'm not gonna lie. I was with my buddy Aaron. I was with Mr. Barry Wurst, the professor.
Barry Wurst.
Yeah. I had people that were checked out. I saw people were just jaws on the floor. They were like, what is going on?
All that promo with the test footage audience and stuff like that.
That's real.
That's reaction.
That's
at its finest.
I was nearly there, man. I only had a Sprite in my hand, and I almost lost it.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
Dry heave.
I felt violated. I felt like my skin was gonna come off my own bones, man.
Oh my god.
Okay, just so nasty.
It's not meant for just a regular cinephile that's gonna go to a movie. I'm going, oh, I like horror movies. I'll watch this.
Yeah. No, no, literally right when the credits were finished, the guy in front of me got up. He's like, well, I wasn't expecting that. And I'm like, that guy came because that's he the best heard comments, Demi Moore. Yes.
Yes. Live YouTube comments. Yes. Yeah, that's right there. Yeah.
Oh, I knew God. That guy came. I knew that guy came for a Demi Moore movie. Yeah. He did not know what he was in for.
Like, I've seen Indecent Proposal. I've seen This Is Something Else. This is, I'm not purchasing this when it releases on 4K.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, you see, like, I want to say it almost is up par with Terrifier 2's gore factor.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, you kind of know what to expect when you're going into Terrifier 2 and more. But
I come from an age where we got bootleg horror movies from other countries in the mail, and at an age of maybe about 17 or 18,
right,
going through the back books, it's like, what's this Japanese subgenre of gore that they're talking about
right
in these magazines? So I was introduced to a film at a young age where this was the movie that was talked about because Charlie Sheen had seen it and thought it was an actual snuff film. And that's Guinea Pig Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Guinea Pig.
And the whole, the Guinea Pig series from Japan is absolutely appalling.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure anything from the foreign lands will probably top it. Like, I'm not going to lie, Martyrs made me pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, the French, they do gore on a completely different level. Inside alone was just...
Dude, I love Inside, man. That one was tough to watch, but... Ooh,
And then, I think I've seen one other movie where it's like this weird family, kind of like the French version of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where it's this family and they're deep in the hills of like the French countryside.
Is this Frontiers?
Frontiers.
Is that it?
Yeah, the father is like an old Nazi scientist.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. That movie that freaked me out. That was gore upon gore on that one.
And I remember that movie was coming off the hot heels of the Hostel area.
Yeah, Hostel. What's that other one? The one that was super popular that came out.
What, High Tension?
Hot Tension. Yeah, that one.
That one was okay.
Yeah.
I saw the ending coming from a mile away, man. We all know she was crazy.
Cronenberg movies alone, though, would shock a person if they're seeing it for the first time.
That's true.
Because me seeing Scanners for the first time, I was not prepared for the head explosion.
Was that Videodrome or was it
Scanners? That was Scanners.
Scanners. Okay, Scanners. I have not seen Scanners. I'm going to watch that one.
Scanners. Tell you what. Okay, there's this weird thing about in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, where they were going on the idea of governments utilizing psychics as weapons. And in the storyline of Scanners is that a government drug, like a drug that was tested on these people, turned out that their children would grow up to become super psychics. They had the ability to control people, mess with their minds, and at some points drain them of their energy and make their head explode or veins pop out and spew blood, stuff like that. So I wasn't introduced to that one at first. The only Cronenberg I knew of growing up was The Fly.
Yeah.
With Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
And that already was, getting to the point where every part of his body started coming off and stuff like that. My mom would cringe at that and my dad would laugh and I'd be laughing too. So you can see how messed up I was as a kid from there on,
Yeah.
And then, then I got introduced to The Brood. I was introduced to Videodrome. I've not seen The Brood. Oh, The Brood is messed up.
It's messed up?
You know what? The Brood kind of has a link into the whole urban legend of the Hooded Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like one horror movie that I'm planning on watching this month. That has to do with the idea of like this urban legend, like these dark-eyed, hooded children that, look for souls to take to hell with them or something like that. Okay. Yeah. And this one, it's a, you come to find out that an experiment has been happening, and these killer children are not actually children. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they're birthed from one woman.
So I got to ask you.
Kind of a queen, like an early alien queen kind of thing going on. Yeah.
Okay. So I got to ask you, if I was stuck in a criterion rut, and what I mean by that is that if I had only one criterion to pick up blind by, mm-hmm. would you recommend one, The Brood? Two, Diabolique. Three, The Brood. Wait, did I say The Brood twice?
You
said
Brood twice.
I did say Brood. Okay, sorry. What the third one I meant to say was Repulsion.
Repulsion.
Yeah. So, okay, Brood.
Okay, so out of that, The Brood.
The Brood out of those three.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. I know what I'm going to get on the next sale.
Being a horror fan, you can hold off on Repulsion and Diabolique. Okay. Is it the original Diabolique?
Oh, the one that they have Criterion. I'm not sure if that's the... I believe it's the... Because there's a 90s version, isn't
there? There's a remake with Sharon Stone and...
Okay, so I meant the original.
Isabella Gianni.
Oh, okay.
Isabella Gianni is in it.
So, yes, I meant the original.
The original. The original is great. I love it. It's in French.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a French movie. Mm-hmm. But I saw the remake before I saw the original.
So you have you like the American remake a little bit better?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Because, okay, you know, at the time in the 90s, Sharon Stone was hot.
Yeah, no, I get
you
it.
You know, us preteen, young teenage boys, like Sharon Stone watching Basic Instinct going,
yeah. See, I feel bad because just like Demi Moore, just like Sharon Stone, I have not grown up with those movies. So I can definitely say, like, yeah, they are beautiful women.
Yeah.
I just have not seen their early years that they're, like, you know, very well known for. Same could go for, what's that one movie with Jennifer Beals? Flashdance?
You ever seen Flashdance?
I have not seen Flashdance.
It's good.
Yeah.
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 Coming from a guy that's, like, you know, having a guilty pleasure in liking dance movies, right?
Yeah.
Flashdance is a good movie. Yeah. If you like romantic drama and then a drama of her trying to get through life as being a serious dancer when she's actually dancing in a club that's not actually supposed to be for serious dancers.
Yeah. See, I've seen Showgirls. Kind
of yeah. Oh, no, this is better than Showgirls.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Showgirls is Showgirls. Flashdance, there's a story behind it, and it's a great... You like that one, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I always get that one mixed up with Footloose, you know? Okay. Yes. I want to breeze through for my first watch on the first day of my 31 Days of Halloween Horror Movie Challenge. And I watched Innis Man, which is Cornish. Old Cornish? For Stone Island.
Hmm.
Yeah, this was released back in 2022, and it was filmed during the COVID-19 lockdown.
I have a screener for that, but I was curious about watching that, so I wanted to know what you thought.
Think of everything in the Criterion Collection that is so artistic that it's one of those movies where you have to really, really pay attention to understand the storyline, even though they're not giving you a storyline. They're not giving you it's one of those movies where you have to think.
Is it just images?
It's it's one of those like a woman standing on a cliff staring into the ocean while children dancing in
Are people talking?
Universe. There's dialogue.
Okay.
Not much, but there's dialogue in there. Yeah, you have to. It depends on the imagery.
Okay, so
the imagery tells the story.
So is it like Skinamarink?
I haven't seen Skinamarink, but I've seen trailer to Skinamarink. Okay. Skinamarink is basically like a grindhouse, but like just artistic.
Okay, because I was going to say, right? Skinamarink is literally images. Like, sometimes the camera will just be at the corner of that wall for like 5 to 7 minutes. And then it's something else.
The auditory is where you have to pay attention to sometimes,
because
right?
It's very distorted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're going to watch that movie, don't be watching that like sleepy, or don't, and put on the subtitles. So I'm going to ask.
That's what I did with this movie.
You did that with that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I'm supposed to watch a movie on October 1st. I almost forgot. So I was already in bed. Put this sucker on. It was not that long.
Did you fall asleep?
I figured it's an hour and a half. I didn't fall asleep.
Okay.
I didn't fall asleep. I kind of like drifted off, but like I kept like going back, what did I miss kind of deal. Like, because I sometimes I do those things where I'm like, I'll put on the screen and check my messages and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I always go back to the movie and I'm trying to pay attention. No, it's the story of this lady. She's 1973, and it's so minimal that, you know, it has the feel of a 70s art house film. That's what it is, okay?
Okay.
And it was actually shot in 16mm. So it has that film grain to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, whoa, okay, what am I getting myself into? And from beginning to end, I slowly got the idea that this is art house. Okay, I have to really pay attention to the storyline. Okay, there's this girl. Is that her daughter? Or is that a ghost? We don't know. It's on that verge where, like, you know, like, she's in her descent to madness, but you don't know how long she's been slowly going mad.
Is she by herself on the
island? She's by herself on the island. She only has one contact throughout the whole movie, and she's a fisherman, but just like distorted images of that. Like, is that actually him? Is that really what's happening?
So you don't know. There's that line that kind of blurs between.
Kind of blurs, yeah. It could be a subplot of like the others or something, you know. Maybe she's okay. The ghost the whole time, because they go back and forth to image of the house that she's in and the house that is like old.
So like almost like a past or present or different dimension. Yeah. Okay.
Almost like it's like, you know, like something about the whole thing is like this is all in her mind. What is actually real? Which is actually the nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get images of a priest holding a baby. I don't know if that's her as a child. Is that her father or something like that? And then you get all these other cracks in the film where it's like, how does that tie into the movie? Then you get to an ending. It's like, okay, did I pay enough attention to understand the whole story? I do, in a way, you know? But then it ends on a note where you're like, what now?
Mm.
And it's one of those, we don't know.
Yeah.
I got the feel of like old art exploitation movies that came out that were like a Satanic Panic type of style.
Yeah.
You know, movies like Santana Alucarda, movies like, movies like Alejandro Jodorowsky, where he just shocks everybody with pop art, right, done in a weird way, you know, super sick and twisted.
Right.
But he had that whole thing where it's like, you know, everybody's blank face. You know, they talk. There's no emotion kind of deal. Hmm. But everything around them is the emotion.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So... That's what I get from this movie.
Yeah.
Even though it's so simplistic, it's so minimal, but
yeah,
it's the auditory cues throughout the whole film. It's what you got to pay attention to. Mm. And the imagery surrounding her is what you got to pay attention to, because that's what tells the story.
Yeah. So did you like it, or did you think it was a little pretentious?
I liked it. I liked it, but again, I have an open mind to these types of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I watched,
you just wish it could have gave you a little bit more.
I wish it was a little bit more. But for what they were working on during the time being, because they shot the whole thing during COVID-19 lockdown, and this is shot in. What is it? Where's Cornish? I think that's in Scotland. Yeah,
that would make sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks like that.
But it has that. There's scenes where you're. The children are like singing in this old folklorish language. Hmm. So I got that feel like, oh, is this like witchcraft? Is this like Wicker Man?
Right.
Original Wicker Man, not Nicolas Cage Wicker Man.
I have yet to watch that original Wicker Man.
Oh, the original one creeped me out. It creeped me out.
See, I didn't know that the Nicolas Cage one was that bad until...
It's that bad.
You know, yeah. The internet existed.
The original one is psychologically creepy and... Just shocking, even though it doesn't have blood or gore or anything. It's the idea that, you know, people like this exist in a way. Yeah. So, That was a pretty good film to start off. You know, I could have picked a better one. I was just going through the list of Hulu. I was on there, and I was, you know, I was almost it's between that one and some other movie about gotta forget the title. Like this girl going back home, and like the town she's in, that her family lives in, it's gotten weird or something like that, like dark shadow kind of deal. I'm
trying to think about what that is.
But
if you look on Hulu now, they just added today, they added the Hold Your Breath with Sarah Paulson.
Hold Your Breath. Well, that's a new one.
Yeah,
that's a new one. I think I see the trailer for that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like she's a mother, like there's like, something's happening in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll add that one to the list, definitely. And then the second film for the second day, please the third.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the second.
So, you know, for those who know me, I love my physical media. And so I actually gave in because I did not want to wait till a lot later. Plus, Maui didn't get it. But I decided to buy on digital Cuckoo, which had Hunter Schafer from Euphoria as our final girl. So, very interesting. Also stars Martin Sokes.
I've seen the trailer for this. Yeah, and Jeff, it's intriguing to me, yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Henwick, and Dan Stevens. You know what? I liked it. It's very weird, though. Yeah, so, like, you know, you got this family, and what do you call it? You got Hunter Schafer. She's kind of tagging along with her dad and his new family. And they're moving into, like, you know, the German Alps onto this resort.
I got that from the trailer.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Like,
and so,
moving away from where she originally was from or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she's, like, just the American girl trying to just get used to, like, you know, just the living situation that she's in. Mm-hmm. And, like, weird things begin to happen, like, you know, there's a lot of confused people roaming around, and, you know, she's very warned, she's fairly warned about not being out and about after 10 p.m., and there's just something out in the woods, you know, something, you know, this mysterious woman hooded and has like sunglasses on, and she's just lurking in the woods, very primal, very animalistic, and the way that this particular woman kind of acts very primal, you know, she has this hypnotic sound, so you hear, the sound design's amazing, by the way, you hear her call, and
that's
just
the cuckoo,
that's the cuckoo yeah, it's just like very this piercing noise that just kind of goes, and the way that it affects people, it puts them in this trance where they think that they're going through a loop. And so things, I thought my movie was broken, but there would be scenes where scenes would repeat itself. Like there's a scene where Hunter Schafer is listening to music, and then she takes off her headphones, and then she finds herself taking off her headphones again, And then, you know, like and this would happen here and there, and it's all because of this particular person or something.
Sounds like a banshee or a witch, like a witch banshee kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
She has the ability to, like, she can cause some kind of paralysis
with her call, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the movie takes some really wild directions, and a lot of people say they were confused, but I kind of got the gist of what they were going for.
Yeah.
It definitely is, without spoiling it, a bit of a companion piece to a weird movie with Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots. There was a movie called Vivarium.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, so just kind of like,
such a weird movie. Yeah,
yeah. So kind of like they draw parallels with you know families, you know, and you know, animals and their nature and all that kind of stuff. Kind of like that. It's kind of like that in its own way, but it's very weird. Like by the end of this movie, they don't give you all of the answers to your questions. But I really enjoyed it for what it was. It was wild. I think Dan Stevens is creepy and crazy in this movie. If you know Dan Stevens, he was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast live action movie. He was also in Abigail, Godzilla X Kong, and The Guest. I think a lot of horror fans know him for.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he's really good.
I picture him. I know that face. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's the villain in that movie, and that's not a spoiler because the second he shows up, he just looks like the villain. You know, you just tell that this guy's very uncomfortable to be around.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a pseudo time loop horror kind of.
You know, it felt like a. You know what it felt like? It felt like watching an Argento movie with a David Lynch vibe to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not as. It's not as how do we say concrete?
Okay.
But it's you can tell this is a German filmmaker, Tillman Singer, I believe it is.
German.
Yeah.
They've been doing. They excel in horror because if it wasn't for them creating, classic silent films.
Yeah.
Nosferatu and Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. That's all German.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all German surrealist silent films.
Yeah, and there is a mad scientist element to this movie, you know? So you'll get a little bit of that if you check it out.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so for day two for me on yesterday, I'm at home. I'm like, what am I going to watch? I'm going to the stream. I was like, what am I doing? I have Terrifier 2 on Blu-ray.
Yes,
I got it from Jared like months ago. So I finally popped that sucker in. After what, it's been out for like 2 years now, and I've only been spoiled by one scene, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. So I remember the first one being like, you know, he's chasing these two girls and the whole, and then the one girl that survived, she was horrifically disfigured by the end of that movie. She continues on into this movie in some way, but you find out about art. And this is where he kind of goes more into the supernatural stage, where the ending was like, you know, how, why. And then this one, you just see him in the morgue. His brain's all busted up, but he's still alive because he's Art the Clown. Then you start seeing more of a demonic connection, like, okay, so this dude probably is half Freddy Krueger. and then we're introduced to the pale girl. Mm-hmm. It's a new addition to Art the Clown's origin or folklore, right? Mm-hmm. And then a new story that involves a girl, her weird brother. Father passed away from tumor, but for some weird reason he had a connection to, you know, like seeing into the eyes of, or I don't know, he has a sketchbook, and everything that happened in the first movie the father had already listed before he had passed away from a brain tumor.
Yeah.
So we're following this storyline, and Art the Clown, it's been 1 year. I guess he had to like rest for 1 year. I don't know what he was. He at the laundromat for 1 year.
I don't know.
How long did it take for him to wash
like,
that?
Like, what does he do on his off seasons? Yeah. You know,
what does he do? He's creating weapons, and you know, he's got a bag full of toys and things he can share with everybody around him and stuff like that. But so we get into it, and Art is now stalking this girl, but originally he didn't start stalking her until she had that nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, so this is a complete crazy nightmare scene where she's a part of a group of kids that are the clown cafe gang or whatever. You know, and then I like the whole imagery of the kid eating, it has some Art the Clown cereal. It's filled with maggots and razor blades.
Clown Cafe
time, everybody. Everybody's singing, the Tommy gun was... I was like, you know what?
That scene
was so random, but at the same time, I'm like, so this is what would have happened if the mask was rated R.
Yeah.
Because remember that Tommy gun scene, he's just shooting. Like, imagine if everybody, like, there's a crowd full of people, and he's like, and a Tommy gun, and then just started ripping through everybody. Yeah, because originally the mask was supposed to be rated R.
Oh.
It was supposed to be an R-rated horror film. Oh. I don't know, we got the idea now, okay? Because that's been thrown out there for over, what, 20-some years already, that originally there's supposed to be a scene where the mask just slaughters people. So here we go with Art the Clown, and I was like this, and my auntie was home with me. She didn't want to watch it. She hates clowns. My older auntie's in the back. You know, she's elderly already. She doesn't see too good, but I guess she saw something, and she just, all I could hear from the back over here. I'm sitting down, my auntie in the back couch. Some deadly ass movie you watching? Some deadly ass you watching? What is that?
I know the screaming is a little like, I gotta turn this down before, right? You know, my neighbors think that I'm actually murdering somebody in here.
Oh my god! And then you know, you get the whole storyline. They're talking about the original girl from the first movie, how she went nuts, and she's all weirded out already over Art the Clown. Her brother is seeing Art the Clown and Pale Girl, you know, and then. That's when we start getting to Halloween night. You get the first kill of the night. What a bedroom scene that was. And it wasn't a nice bedroom scene, everybody.
Man, that scene felt like it went on for 10 minutes, man.
It was completely just... And then when you get to the part where the mom gets home and goes upstairs and... I was like, how is that girl still, how is she still operating? How is that girl still operating?
Yo, my buddy almost threw up on that scene. He was almost done.
Oh my god. I was eating popcorn. I usually can get through, like, you know, having popcorn or something and watching like something really gory like that happening. Okay, and then we keep going into the night, you know. She's out partying. The brother's trying to survive the night. He gets kidnapped by Art the Clown. I don't want to get too much more. Okay, sorry. If you haven't seen it, because people should check it out for yourself. But I'm amazed at how well, even for... I can see how people, critics and people that was reviewing the movies can go, why is it 2 hours long? I was like, it's 2 hours long because you gotta see the whole story.
Yeah. No, the Cafe Clown went on a little bit too long. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, that's the director giving you his director's cut already.
Yeah.
Because he did not think that his movie was going to go mainstream.
And it did.
Yeah. Now, Art the Clown is a horror icon.
Art the Clown is a horror icon. I have stickers on my... I have my water bottle, but I have the Terrified sticker on there. It's at the point where it's merchandising. Terrifier at the sunglasses.
Yo, yes, with the sunglasses. By the way, you're going to see it when you go to Spirit Halloween later on.
It's an animatronic, right?
The Clown animatronic. And it's just so funny because in like one hand he has like the little ticka, 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 ticka.
The horn.
I love that.
I like that he's a mime clown.
Yeah.
But that's scary already.
He's just as charismatic as Freddy Krueger without the dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with the tools of Jason.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anything could become a weapon.
Anything. A simple scissor and a steak knife.
This man. Oh, my God. It's salt and bleach.
It's salt and bleach.
Oh, my God. That's salt
and bleach. Sometimes, at some points, his bare hands alone.
Just his bare
hands. How can he be that strong? Yeah. And that's when I'm like, okay, that's the supernatural component.
Yeah. I would love to see him go up against Freddy, man.
Right?
or Pennywise.
Or Jason. Okay, I want to see. Is that the point where you're like, we want to mash him up with everybody else?
Absolutely.
I want to see him go up against... the new Cenobites.
Oh.
Or the old school Cenobites.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The only way you can do that now is animation form, I guess.
I mean, you know, and pretty much all bets are pretty much off considering that he is part of the supernatural element to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, what did you think about that? What did you think about the ending and like the...
The ending?
The ending ending. Where he's sort of back.
I feel like because of her, that girl surviving the first film, she a supernatural imprint was already on her. A demonic imprint was already on her. So, with that ending, I was like, oh, okay, all right. What was the whole thing with the pale girl and the? That's what got me at the first part. It wasn't the morgue attendant getting, you know, torn to pieces.
Yeah.
It was him seeing the girl for the first time and then she's just smiling, and then you just pan down and.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely.
What is the representation of that?
I don't know.
Damien Leone. How you pronounce his last name?
That's how, yeah, that's
Leone.
How you say it.
Yeah, an Italian guy.
Yeah,
I knew it.
There's something that's got to be said about the Terrifier specifically. Mm-hmm. That attraction at that abandoned amusement park.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hope they go back to it in part three.
Yeah,
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
what if they reopened it and it's Christmas land?
Right.
Because apparently the new Terrifier 3 is supposed to take place during the holidays.
During the holidays, yeah. Or maybe it's still abandoned and we're just going to get Terrifier in the snow, you know? Just
Terrifier in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I think we're going to unlock more of the supernatural, just a little bit. I'm not sure.
Here's what is incredible. Because we're talking about merchandising.
Yeah.
That Art the Clown has solidified his state in horror. And he's become such a horror icon. Just with this last movie, mm-hmm. that he is for a limited time only, a character in Call of Duty Xbox Live.
I heard about that. What is, yeah.
My brother thought, I don't know if it's Vanguard or one of the newer Call of Duty live games is out right now, but he told me that, because my brother doesn't watch horror movies. He hates horror movies. But apparently the promo has been out and it's for October for Halloween time. Just in time for Halloween. Just in time for the promotion of the new movie.
Yeah.
Art the Clown going around with sniper rifles and just messing everybody up. And I think he has, I can see that. I think he has the sound effect of the that'll be cool, like he's just running around and then like freaking he's just popping everybody in the head with a freaking Tommy gun. I think that's an option. I think you have a Tommy gun or something like that. You know, AR-15 with grenade launcher. I don't play Call of Duty Live. I'm a GTA guy.
Yeah.
But story mode.
Why isn't Art the Clown in Mortal Kombat? I mean,
right? He should be.
He should be.
Imagine him doing kung fu.
Oh my god! Yeah.
The things he can do.
Boy's got moves.
Right, and then like he opens up his trash bag and just like freaking just starts flinging
out
things
anything?
At. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you just see like a Sub-Zero's flesh getting torn apart.
Like, or hung upside down and cut from Goro into head.
Or skinned alive or something like that. Man, that would be a perfect place for him.
Yeah.
They do have this horror video game. I forget the name of it. My brother and my cousin talk about it. Where it's like a Mortal Kombat style game. But it has horror figures.
Just horror icons.
It's just, yeah. It's like just all horror. Like you got like Freddy, Ghostface, stuff like that. Jason. I don't know what that is. All I know is that, you know, the last horror game I ever played was Dead Rising 4.
Jeez.
That was a while back.
Yeah. You ever played Dead by Daylight?
No, my cousin has that. I watched the gameplay.
Yeah. The gameplay is more fun than watching than actually doing it. Yeah. Yep.
He keeps saying that it's not Left 4 Dead. It's a new game. It's Left 4 Dead. I played Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2. I finished the whole game.
Yeah.
I played all the stages. On easy, but I passed it all. Mm-hmm. Then I saw the gameplay. This is like a cross between Dawn of the Dead remake and Left 4 Dead, basically. Speaking of zombies, I saw the preview for The Last of Us Season 2.
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting. Have you seen The Last of Us?
I have not finished it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, Season 2 looks pretty good because there's a scene in there where I'm like, well, how did all the mushroom zombies know where they lived? That's a lot.
Everything's tied together, isn't
That's
it?
That's a lot.
Are they all connected by some internet?
And during the winter, too. During the winter.
The winter.
Yeah. There's characters from the games that are now more newer characters that are popping up for Season 2. So.
Oh, good.
And we want to talk about trailers.
Ooh.
I saw the trailer for Nosferatu.
Okay.
That looks like an art house film, too.
Yeah, it's from the same director of The Witch and The Lighthouse and The Northman.
Yes, that's true.
So Robert Eggers, man, genius. He's got... Who's he got? He's got Nicholas Hoult. He's got Lily Rose Depp.
That's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I was like trying to figure out. She looks so familiar.
And
if somebody just had told me Yoga Hoser is, then like, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you call Bill Skarsgård is Nosferatu.
That's right. We didn't see him.
Nope.
We only saw shadows.
And I'm kind of glad because I'm like, okay, good. I think the trailer should be good enough.
Willem Dafoe is in it too, right?
He is. I swear, Willem Dafoe is in almost every Robert Eggers movie. Yeah, I'm glad he's having like this big. Not that he's ever been gone, but like I love that he's been just so up in like the main character. Like he's main in everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so. I saw a trailer for Daddy's Head. That one is going to be coming to Shudder later.
What's
on
that?
This month. So Daddy's Head. You know, this movie premiered at Fantastic Fest.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's about this boy who lost his father, and the only person that could take care of him is his stepmom. So as they're grieving, he's beginning to hear voices and see a particular entity that visits him at night.
And okay.
It's claiming to be his father. And I swear, some of the images that show up in that movie were enough to freak me out.
It's the Babadook.
It feels, yeah. You know what? That movie does feel like the Babadook. It does.
Really? Okay.
We got to watch the trailer after this. But yeah, no,
yeah.
A lot of people at the Fantastic Fest, like a lot of the people that I follow on Instagram, they definitely were freaked out about this movie. And I definitely want to check that out. That one and Oddity. I know that one's coming out soon.
Oddity.
Yeah.
What's that one? I don't think I see the trailer to that one.
So Oddity is about this woman who, we call it this twin sister. She lost her other sister in a brutal murder.
Okay.
And in order for her to track down, or in order to track down the person that that killed her, she uses her ability to connect with haunted objects.
In order
to get to them. And it just goes completely off the rails. I have not seen the movie yet. I know it's coming out on Blu-ray this month. But it is streaming on Shudder already. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, I'm gearing up for this weekend because we just got Max back.
What I think you're talking about?
I'm going to watch Salem's Lot this weekend.
Yes!
I just from watching the trailer when it came out a couple weeks back, I'm like, What? So I grew up on the original.
Yeah.
And already the original, even though it was a TV movie, the original being like almost 4 hours long because it took 2 nights to come out. Right? Yeah. It was like 2 nights. But it wasn't even in my time period. Hmm. Right? It was my mom then. That was like late 70s. I wasn't even born yet. I was watching it when it was coming out for like TNT and TBS when they would have Halloween.
The Rob Lowe, Donald Sutherland one?
I didn't see that one.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the original one.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, there's even like a director's cut of the original that's over 4.5 hours long.
Jesus.
Yeah, where there's an added, deleted scene that was supposed to be in the original.
Mm.
Yeah. But even as a kid watching that, it scared the hell out of me because it's the first time you didn't see zombies as sexy. Because before that, you have Christopher Lee, they were like, and you had the Bride.
What do you mean, vampires, though?
What do you mean? What did I say?
You said zombies. And I was like, isn't Salem's Lot vampires?
Vampires. God, vampires. Okay. Everything before that was sexy vampires, okay? Salem's Lot was not sexy. It was downright frightening. The idea of the whole the tap at the window freaked me the hell out as a kid. The guy scratching at the window.
Yeah.
Open the window. Open the window. It's me, your friend. You know, kind of deal. And then the scare scenes in that. Have you seen the original Salem's Lot?
I've seen it once, but I cannot remember it.
Yeah, I think you might have seen the full movie cut, which is like 2.5 hours long.
Probably. So I definitely have seen the original once. I cannot remember it for the life of me. I've definitely seen the the 2000
the remake with Rob Lowe
yeah. and Donald Sutherland. But again, that movie is so long, I can't remember a lot of the details. Mm-hmm. I remember, I remember it was okay for me.
Without only watching a couple of clips from the remake, mm-hmm. even though I have it on DVD, I never watched it yet.
Yeah,
I could tell that it was coming off of the whole late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Gothic vibe, I felt like it was Hot Topic yeah. vampires.
So what
Hot Topic vampires in that one, yeah.
So what I know about the remake is that the remake is shorter. So okay. I know that a lot of the development is trimmed down a lot. Mm-hmm. And I heard that the third act of the movie is definitely new. So, like, it okay. does not exist in the previous iterations, nor does it not exist in the book.
So, it's a new take on
it's a new take.
The Salem's Lot story.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued, it's the third act. Yeah, but I've seen from the trailer, mm-hmm. they're really selling the golden eye mm-hmm. vampire scare thing. Like, from the trailer, I see, like, a whole bunch of whole bunch of vampires just standing in the distance, in the shadow,
that was a great shot.
Their eyes.
That was a great shot in the trailer. I almost wish they didn't show that in the trailer, because I would have wanted to just watch it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, as long as you haven't seen the... Do you have Max? You don't have Max. I have Max.
I'm borrowing somebody's.
You borrowed somebody's Max?
I was going to watch it before we got here.
When you go down when you're going down the horror section on Max, and you see something that says, "Return to Salem's Lot,"
yeah.
Do not watch that.
What is that? I was going to ask, because I was trying to look for the original one.
It's a sad sequel.
So it is sequel to
really
the 79.
It's a sad sequel. It's an original, the original 79 Salem's Lot.
Okay.
It's trying to be a sequel. It failed.
But it's
fun to watch for its cheesiness.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheesiness. I'm talking about cheese. This is the most low budget feature, and it's from the same people that kind of made The Stuff, Q, the Ring Serpent. You know, God Told Me To. It's just weirded
very
out.
Low budget.
Yeah, very yeah. So, but if you want to check it out, if you're just down to watch like a really cheesy '80s horror film with vampires,
Yeah,
give it a try. But yeah, I am amped up to watch that one for this weekend. So this is the end of this one. Hopefully you can come back next week, Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about more horror stuff,
Absolutely.
I'll be like, maybe like 10 days deep already into. So who knows what else I'm going to watch. It's one horror movie a day or at night for the next 31 days. So I'm already on day 3. I don't know what to watch. I might pop something. I might watch the new Sarah Paulson one.
I'm gonna have to start sending you some stuff, man.
That's it for the local show. Keep it locked here for more programming on KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Aloha, Maui.
Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send into outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil old man, but in can't chuck it on a man. So when I check in my last in hand, and if in sleep I can within hand. Put on the iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Do Do you care about protecting Maui's ocean, waves, beaches, and wildlife? The Surfrider Foundation Maui chapter invites you to their public meeting on Thursday, October 3rd, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Flatbread Company. Enjoy some snacks and your first drink on them as they take over the second floor. Do a quick internet search for Maui Surfrider events to RSVP. Get involved and discover how you can support their ongoing campaigns, from beach cleanups and water quality monitoring to fighting plastic pollution and adverse effects from injection wells. Surfrider is always looking for volunteers ready to make a difference.
Trick or treat. Snow, my dear, give me something good to eat.
Are you brought a little old to